Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. We're here at the McAllen Convention Center, where the 11th annual McAllen Marathon will take place on January 20th. Join runners on one of the fastest courses in the country, which is also a Boston Marathon qualifier. Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, there's a race for everyone in the family, from a full marathon to half marathon, a six-person relay team, or a 10K run or 5K run. Race organizers will share with you some tips for this fun, fast, and flat course. Also, the McAllen Marathon will have a hometown veteran with disabilities competing with his hand cycle for the first time. The veteran says he's on a reconnaissance mission to test the course for other athletes with disabilities. Stay tuned. Finally, the City of McAllen continues to partner with McAllen ISD and other organizations to promote health and fitness in McAllen. Thousands of McAllen ISD school children will finish their final mile at the McAllen Marathon, right here in their own backyard. We will have that story next. The City of McAllen and McAllen Marathon volunteers are ready for the 2024 McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run. Several City of McAllen employees will be participating in this year's event. Here's the story. City of McAllen Assistant City Manager Michelle Rivera, who's an avid runner, has participated with dozens of other McAllen City employees in the McAllen Marathon every year.
Past years I've done the marathon, I've done the half marathon, I've done a couple of relay teams, and they're all incredible. This year I signed up kind of late and it was too late to put together a team, so I'm just going to do the longest race I can do on my own without preparing for the marathon.
The City of McAllen not only hosts the marathon, but encourages employees to participate for their health and fitness, like Joe Cobos, who works in the information technology department at the city.
I usually run the half marathon, and it is quite challenging. It's not just only the distance, but you also have to keep a consistent pace with other runners, and also the environment, the elements.
The McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run is a Boston Marathon qualifier that includes a 26.2-mile full marathon, 13.1-mile half marathon, six-person relay, 10K run, 5K run, and a kid's final mile. The McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run will have all races taking place on one single day, Saturday, January 20th.
There is always so much to do with the McAllen Marathon. I love to, even when I'm on the relay team, I like to be the first one done so I can get back to the park and enjoy all the festivities going on.
Joe Cobos is running his fifth half marathon. Cobos says marathon runners have to train for months in advance to be prepared to tackle the course. He enjoys running the half marathon because it gets him out of his comfort zone.
For 13 miles, I train consistently with short running, with intervals, and I do a lot of cross training with CrossFit, and again with short and long distance running.
Chief United States District Judge Randy Crane is on the McAllen Marathon Organizing Committee. Judge Crane says every year they get feedback from runners and make adjustments so everyone enjoys the race.
We have an improved course. It's a double loop course. We started that last year. We received a lot of positive feedback. This event is held on a Saturday now, so it's a little more user friendly for out of town people. They can come in, stay, do the run Saturday, stay Saturday night. We also expanded the relay portion of this to a six person relay instead of a three, so it kind of shortens the distance of each leg of the relay, makes it a little more runner friendly.
Judge Crane provides some insight on the course.
The course is also much flatter than it's ever been. You used to have to go over a couple of overpasses. Now there's no overpasses on the course, so it's a fast course. Because it's two loop, there's a lot of support along the course with cheer stations, water stations, Gatorade, goo, all the amenities that you would expect in a first class marathon.
Judge Crane volunteers his time to the McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run to honor his late brother, Scott Crane.
My brother was at one time a city commissioner, Scott Crane. He envisioned this event for our city. He wanted our city to have a marathon. He felt like that was one of the things that a big city, modern city offers. You know, you go to San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, all the big cities, they have one. We didn't. And so he got with the Parks and Rec people at the time and put this together 11 years ago.
Every year, Judge Crane says the McAllen Marathon gets better because the committee works with the City of McAllen to improve or make changes.
The event has progressed from what he started, which was just the marathon, and now we have an entire running series. So we have events all throughout the year, basically 5Ks and 10Ks throughout the year that culminate in this big event. So this is the medal. If you do all of those events, and there's five of them, plus any events on marathon weekend, you'll get this additional medal in addition to what other medals that you might earn that weekend.
Organizers are expecting runners and visitors young and old from across the Rio Grande Valley, Texas, and parts of northern Mexico.
I think the course is tremendous. I think one of the reasons we get it is because we're a Boston qualifier and it's a nice flat race.
There's so much going on at the McAllen Marathon, including an extra mile experience with food trucks, an expo, and much more. Open on Friday, January 19th and Saturday, January 20th. Runners can still register for events at McAllenMarathon.com. The McAllen Marathon is open for people with disabilities too. Here's a story of a veteran with disabilities who's riding his hand cycle in the McAllen Marathon.
My injuries were caused by a motorcycle accident.
Jeff Chafin from Houston, Texas is a veteran with disabilities. He hasn't been back to the Rio Grande Valley since 1991. He's finally coming home back to the Rio Grande Valley to participate in the McAllen Marathon.
Traumatic above knee amputation, open book pelvic fracture, which resulted in a torn colon, lacerated liver and kidney, and 3 fractured vertebrae.
As part of his physical therapy, Chafin picked up hand cycling as a sport because he enjoyed riding his bike. He borrowed a hand cycle from a local Houston hospital to see if he could do hand cycling as a sport.
I absolutely love it. It's my self-reflection, introspective time. It's whenever I can actually clear my head of everything else, and it is just me, the wind in my face, and the equipment. I'm clear. There's nothing wrong in the world. It is a short moment of peace, harmony, and perfection.
Chafin likes to do long-distance hand cycling. He says he'll be participating in the McAllen Marathon with a friend as a reconnaissance mission to see if the marathon course is good for other hand cyclists or wheelchair-bound athletes.
It's usually hit or miss with events, whether or not we can get in and participate or not. But now that we got the go-ahead, we're basically going to go down recon and report back to the disabled community whether or not it's a viable option for athletes with disabilities. Depending on the type of the course, if it's closed, if it's open, if it's too narrow, things like that. Because if you have multiple hand cycles out there that are trying to ride 2 abreast, or you have duo teams and things like that, the space is needed. And then we can also report back if it's a safe, viable option for other athletes.
Chafin says with the popularity of adaptive sports across the country, he's hoping his McAllen Marathon experience is good for others.
Having places that are inclusive and accessible for people with disabilities is the main goal.
Chafin has goals of doing long-distance hand cycling across the country, but he hopes the McAllen Marathon will be a destination for other athletes with disabilities in the future. Thousands of McAllen Independent School District children will be participating in the Kids Final Mile at the McAllen Marathon too. The City of McAllen and the McAllen ISD partnered up to promote health and fitness in McAllen with the McAllen Kids Marathon. Every McAllen ISD child from kinder to 8th grade participates in the McAllen Kids Marathon. The kickoff mile was in September when they ran the first mile. Throughout the next several months, the children ran the additional 24 miles during the fall at school or at home. On Saturday, January 20th, thousands of McAllen ISD children will complete their final mile at the McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run.
It starts from the kids mile. You know, we partner up with McAllen ISD and many of their students participate, so they're active throughout the school year, and they come on January the 20th and they have an opportunity to finish their mile.
Children will receive a t-shirt and a medal after completing their final mile. The City of McAllen and McAllen ISD encourage everyone to stay active throughout the year. That wraps up another edition of Outdoors with Roy. If you would like to participate in the McAllen Marathon races, you can still register at McAllenMarathon.com. Also, organizers are hoping residents and visitors cheer on the runners throughout the course. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.